Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the CUNA GAC here in Washington, D.C. Today we're here on the last day, the home stretch. All our voices are cracking and we're at the end of our, almost at the end of our rope, but it's all good. We're getting that last bit of energy to get through the home stretch. And in the studio lounge, we have Zest AI's very own Yolanda McGill. Well, Yolanda, how are you?
I am hanging in there.
Good. Yeah, we're all hanging in there at this point, so it's almost done. We're almost there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, having said that, how's the show been for you and the folks at Zest AI?
Oh, this has been great. This has been my first CUNA GAC. I'm actually brand new to Zest AI.
How are you? Well, congratulations.
Why, thank you. I'm their first vice president for policy and government affairs. I've only been with the company for about a month.
You are brand new.
Brand new. And here you go.
I know. Good luck.
And so here I am.
No, there's such a great team there at Zest AI. So yeah, I'm sure they're welcoming you with open arms.
They
and
are.
Glad you're aboard. So yeah, and sounds like based on your title, this is the conference for you. So I'm sure you're just soaking it all in, right?
That's right. Up until I guess about a month ago, I had been with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau.
Really?
For almost 8 years. Yeah. So and then prior to that, I had done a fair amount of policy work. So this is in a way a chance for me to meld lots of different experiences.
Wow.
And my background.
Okay, your background is a whole nother show.
Yeah.
I can't wait to have you back on to talk about that, as I'm sure a lot of other people are. So, so share with me any highlights from the conference so far as you're kind of soaking it all in as your first GAC. Anything stand out for you, or a couple of things?
Well, really, I mean, it's been great to actually sit back and sort of take in all of the enthusiasm around the credit union movement. And really, you know, I've been focused on consumer protection and financial services,
right?
Really for the last 20 years in various guys that's focused on non-banks, focused on banks, focused on credit unions. I am a credit union member. I belong to a state employees credit union in North Carolina and the U.S. Senate federal credit union up here.
Yep.
But I really, you know, just for the first time, was sort of like thinking, like, yeah, it's a movement. You know, like there's this commitment to the members. There's this commitment to affecting change, and that really resonated with me.
Yeah.
It was a wonderful thing to see and to witness.
Indeed. Any speakers or any sessions or anything like that stand out, or?
Oh, they were all
just fantastic. They're all good. Yeah,
they were all
great good. Content here this year for sure. So yeah, you couldn't you. No matter which room you were in, you kind of hit a home run. So yeah,
that's indeed. Right, and it's but not to be outdone by the sessions that we witnessed here at the GAC. Zest AI is also sponsoring a session tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
That's right.
Thursday?
In the Capitol Hill Visitor Center during the Hill Hike. So when the credit unions are out there going and visiting their members, they can also swing by. The Capitol Visitor Center.
Oh, cool.
That's right. We are going to be hosting a panel there. I will be moderating. Our Chief Legal Officer, Teddy Flo, will do the introduction.
So Teddy?
Yeah,
he's a good guy.
Teddy.
He's a lot of fun.
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
And I'll be moderator, and then there'll be four esteemed panelists, and we'll be talking about credit unions embracing financial technology to enhance their services to their members.
Yolanda, man, I'm leaving that more. I wish I was staying one more day. I would love to see that. Oh my gosh.
It's going to be fantastic.
Are you guys going to do it next year? Because I would love to stay an extra day and go hang out and see what that does.
Well,
I know it's a little too soon to commit to that type of thing, but if you're doing that again next year, I'm staying another day. I would love to check that out.
You know what? We will take the temperature on that and see what we can do. I mean, we've got some great panelists, and you know what? Like, I think if they were willing to do it again, I bet we would absolutely do it again.
And then count me in. I would love to be there and just be a fly on the wall and check it out. So.
Can I tell you who you're going to be missing? Is it?
I'm going to kick myself.
Okay. So
please.
Brian Knight.
Yes.
NASCAS
yes.
is going to be one of our panelists.
All right.
Charles Weiss.
Charles, I don't know Charles.
Well, Charles Weiss is the new head of fintech at the NCUA.
Oh.
He's running that office.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You're two for two.
Carolyn Willard.
She was just here. Three for three.
I know.
You guys are batting 1,000.
That's right. And then Sonya Harris is
okay.
also going
yeah.
to be there.
Oh, my gosh, so, you guys.
Yes, yes. We're going to have a wonderful lunch. We hope that anybody, well, I mean, you, of course, are invited, Mike, but I mean, anyone else who's
what
still here.
What time is my flight? What time does it take place?
At noon.
Oh, that's right when my plane takes
off. Oh, no.
I'm on the runway right at that time.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, goodness. Well, I'll look out of my airplane window and see if I can see you guys and wave as we're
You'll see the smoke
out.
Signals from that.
You got it.
That insane discussion that we're going
to
be having.
I'm very excited because I've never heard of an event like that before. So leave it to you guys at Zest AI to do something really cool like that. So,
that's right.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
You guys are always the kind of the thinking out of that proverbial box stuff. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you guys do a good job there. Hey, let's talk about how credit unions are embracing financial technology to advance efficiency and inclusion. Can you share with me give us a quick overview or a summary on this topic here?
Well, really, I mean, that's what Zest AI is really about.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like we are, like the idea being that we think that AI is a tool that credit unions can use to really to enhance their compliance, to enhance their lending, that really to without actually though increasing risk,
mm-hmm.
which is a really important thing,
yeah.
especially in this environment,
mm-hmm.
this current regulatory
mm-hmm.
environment. You know. Right now, I think the regulatory environment, at least from where I used to sit, is maybe a little bit less predictable,
mm-hmm.
I guess, these days.
Yeah.
And so it's really important to have tools that you can rely on. And Zest AI is really about that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they, you know, our sales team, our client success folks, our data scientists, they're
mm-hmm.
really right there. Standing like side by side with our customers to work on a custom model
right.
Just for that FI, and then to continue to enhance it and to make sure that it is doing what it needs to be doing,
mm-hmm.
so that FI can then in turn better serve those members.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
it's really exciting to be able to join this company and to be part of this.
Yeah, yeah, you guys you're making some waves for sure. And I know Mike and the team there at Zest AI is very passionate about this type of stuff. So can you share with me maybe some advice that you would provide a credit union in this area and how to kind of up their game in that area, if you will?
Be bold.
Enough said.
Be bold. That's right. That's
yeah.
what I would say. I mean, I think that, you know, credit unions, we know that credit unions are creative. We know that credit unions are listening to members' needs and concerns and are really trying to figure out, like, okay, what can we do differently? What can we do better? What can we do to work with what we actually have on hand
yeah.
to make sure that we are advancing our folks? Like, what can we do? And I think, you know, to the extent that maybe there is fear around AI or concern that it's like, you know, the bots are going to come and
well,
like, you
after
know,
that ChatGPT episode, goodness.
I would say, you know, don't get too caught up in that.
Yeah.
Like, really, artificial intelligence, it's just another tool in the toolkit.
Exactly.
And we at Zest AI are really just there to make sure that people understand that,
mm-hmm.
that it's something that a credit union can use
mm-hmm.
For their own purposes. It's
mm-hmm.
not anything that's going to come in and sort of like, you know, wipe out your entire underwriting department or something like that. Like, it's an enhancement that really can bring untold benefits for your credit union and for your increased efficiency,
yeah.
increased lending, without increased risk. I mean,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, that's
mm-hmm.
that's really important stuff.
Yeah, I think it's there as like you said, an enhancement. So yeah, and to complement what we're doing already
right.
on a higher level, and to really kind of automate a lot of the things too, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we can talk predictive, we can talk all that type of stuff until we're blue in the face. But you know, it's a really good stuff. And you guys at Zest AI are crushing it in that department as well
Thank
on a
you.
Daily basis. So yeah, so good stuff. Oh my goodness. Anything else? I mean, when you're talking, I'm looking at the topic here, embracing financial technology to advance efficiency and inclusion. What's the how here? How do you, I mean, I know you guys at Zest AI have the tools and the services to do that, but just a real quick, how does a credit union leverage that? Because you alluded to how AI can do that. So
yeah.
can you share with me just a
yeah, well,
quick
so
elevator
that,
speech on how that would happen?
Well, sure. I mean, like, really the idea is that, you know, there's a model that is built. So, and what happens is that the client success team will sit down with a credit union and really work with them and say, like, okay, well, try to get an understanding of what it is that you're doing right now with respect to lending. Then we'll build a model, and then we'll be able to show you actually, like, and this is during the sort of like the sales conversation, like ZestAI will go ahead and build a model, just so that we can then show the credit union staff, this is how much better your lending could be. Mm-hmm. These are the folks that maybe you're leaving on the table.
Yeah.
These are the folks that, so looking at your current portfolio, these are the folks that maybe you might have overlooked, or maybe, you know, you might have thought were not credit worthy enough, and we can show you actually that they are right there. They should be getting these loans too, and maybe you just didn't have a good way to suss them out.
Right.
And that is part of the sales conversation. Like that is, and so it's very easy for the credit union then to be able to say, wow, like that is, those gains are monumental. Like, sign us up, you know. But that's the thing that we want to be able to show. Like, we're not just like talking. we want to be able to show you like this is a really a thing. So that I think is the main component. And then once a model is built and is on board, we've got, I think, 110 credit unions right now, somewhere around there. Okay. I think that's the last number I heard from our CEO.
Well, that number's going to get bigger.
That's what we're hoping.
It will.
But then, you know, what we also do is also we stay with the credit union and make sure that that model continues to perform as it is meant to perform.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another thing I think that ZestAI is offering.
Gotcha.
So that is very important.
Yeah, and as we all know, AI is only as good as the data that drives it. And so, that said, this technology is only going to get better and better.
Right.
And better. So yeah, you know, sky's the limit with this stuff for sure. So good stuff. All right, Yolanda, anything else? Anything else to add?
No.
I'm very jealous of this panel tomorrow that I'm gonna miss out on.
I can't believe this.
I would have known, would have delayed that flight another 3 hours so I can go check it out.
Even if you can't come, tell all your friends.
Yes, we will let you know.
Come.
We'll tweet it out and
we're
get it out there on LinkedIn.
A great lunch. It'll be fantastic.
Okay,
so
good deal. And it's going to be up on Capitol Hill, too. That's pretty cool.
It's going to be up on Capitol Hill, yes.
There's a definite cool factor there.
Swing on by.
Gotcha.
If you're out there talking to your member, come on by. we'll be there at noon.
Okay.
It'll be great.
Yeah, there'll be plenty of people there for sure. All right, Yolanda, thank you so much. Yolanda McDill from the fine folks at ZestAI, doing some really cool stuff there with AI. So, yeah.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns' new podcast, Despite Impossible.